Appendix A, Training Management. Logistics platoon leaders and platoon sergeants are the leadership team that directly impacts the readiness of their platoon. Here are some guidelines to success at the platoon level. A platoon leader's and PSG's primary job is to inspire and influence their platoon to accomplish the mission. They do this by providing purpose, direction, and motivation to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Platoon leaders and PSGs are responsible for all missions their platoon accomplishes or fails. This responsibility comes with the position, but platoon leaders are only successful because of character, presence, and intellect. Call Handbook 18-24, The First 100 Days of Platoon Leadership, May 2018. Know your training resources. Start with the Digital Training Management System, DTMS, you will need to get access to your unit's DTMS site from your training NCO. In order to view your unit's Mission Essential Tasks, METs, and training schedules. Use the Army Training Network, ATN, and Unit Combined Arms Training Strategy, CATS, as tools to determine your platoon's battle tasks, those key collective tasks and performance standards to train on in order to support your commander's METs. In addition to ATN, the Combined Arms Support Command, CASCOM, Army Sustainment Resource Portal and Central Army Registry, CAR, are very useful training portals. Since so much of your job involves planning and resourcing your platoon's training, these tools will be an invaluable asset to you. An excellent training management resource is the published Training Management at the Company Level Individual Critical Task List, dated August 2018, available via the Army Sustainment Resource Portal or CAR. Know your doctrine and regulations. In addition to the doctrinal publications pertinent to sustainment, FM-4O and proponent doctrine, know the following. FM-7O, training. ADP-7O, training. FM-6O, commander and staff organization and operations. ADP-5O, the operations process. AR-350-1, Army training and leader development. And AR-25-50, preparing and managing correspondence. Additionally, the Soldier Training Publications, STPs, identify individual MOS-specific training requirements for your soldiers. The STPs are designed as both a soldier's manual and trainer's guide. Know your role. Your role as a platoon leader is to plan, resource, prepare, execute, and assess training as well as oversee sustainment support to your supported units. You are also the champion and advocate for the unit, encouraging and rewarding success while working to strengthen weak areas within the platoon. Time spent training soldiers pays great dividends in the end. Scheduling training resources, managing hand receipts, conducting maintenance, performing counseling, writing evaluations and awards are all key aspects of a leader's role at the platoon level. Platoon leader duties. Responsible for what the platoon does or fails to do. Plan training with company leadership. Executing and supervising troop leading procedures and 8-step training model. Lead platoon planning. Identify platoon battle tasks. Point of contact between the company commander and the platoon. Receive mission for the platoon and communicate needs to the commander. Communicate with higher headquarters for reporting and receipt of mission. Develop the platoon supporting concept of the operation, depending on unit SOP, may require an op-ord, warn-ord, or frag-ord. Lead rehearsals, conduct pre-operations checks. Responsible for property, assigned equipment readiness. Develop junior leaders through leader profession development sessions, LPDs. Conduct assessments. After action reports. Risk assessment and risk management. Platoon sergeant duties. Advise platoon leaders. Are the lead trainers for the platoon. Identify individual tasks in support of platoon battle tasks. Senior mentor to the platoon. Conduct and/or oversee non-commissioned officer professional development. Track personnel and platoon readiness. Lead soldier counseling. Plan physical training. Contribute to planning. Develop maintenance, medical, and supply plans. Communicate through the executive officer, XO, and first sergeant. Plan packing lists. Set the standard for equipment readiness and discipline. Conduct pre-operations checks and inspections. Responsible for platoon manning. Know your platoon's capabilities. The TOE, doctrine, medal, and SOPs define the mission, role, capabilities, and functions of your platoon. The Sustainment Force Structure Book on the Army Sustainment Resource Portal is a great resource to show your platoon's personnel, equipment, and mission. A well-maintained leader continuity battle book with these documents puts all these resources in one place. Know your soldiers. Learn from your platoon sergeant/subordinate leaders and build on their strengths. Consider developing and maintaining a platoon leader book to include some of the following areas: soldier data, medical readiness, personnel readiness, weapons qualification, Army combat fitness test, and operator qualification data. Talk to your subordinate leaders and soldiers, as this will generate a snapshot of their strengths and weaknesses and will provide a roadmap to improving performance. It is important to know who is strong and weak in marksmanship and Army combat fitness test, as well as who is strong and weak at specific MOS skills. Equally important is knowing soldiers on a personal level, to include if they have any dependents, if dependents are in the Exceptional Family Member Program, or if they struggle with finances. If you are a platoon leader, your NCOs, your warrant officers, and especially your platoon sergeant and first sergeant present a wealth of experience and information from which you may draw. Speaking with them about their experiences, whether deployed or in garrison, will help you develop professionally while building valuable relationships. Know the unit or units you support. Sustainment is by definition a supporting effort, and your platoon directly impacts readiness in supported units. Achieving the best results in customer service requires a high degree of coordination and cooperation between you and your supported units. To understand your supported unit's mission, capabilities, and functions, leverage Force Management System, also called FMS Web. Platoon leaders must be involved in identifying weaknesses and problems in supporting other units and work jointly to resolve them. Effective communication requires mutual understanding and trust between units. As sustainers, a large part of our job focuses on supporting customer units, whether in garrison, field training, or deployed. As professional sustainers, we must be involved early on in the planning process of the supported unit. Ensure that you know who the key decision makers are in the planning process, to include adjacent company platoon leaders, XOs, battalion S3 and S4. To foster a relationship with the supported unit, you should know the key people in the supported units, know the mission of the supported units, know the training plan of the supported units, know the SOPs and how these units manage your area of support. Know the requirements and capabilities of the supported unit to shape the support you provide. Maintain frequent contact with key personnel in the supported units. Respond to actual or perceived problems and complaints about support provided and resolve issues without damaging communication channels. Tactfully discuss problems and weaknesses with your counterpart in the supported unit. Many things can be resolved internally between supporting and supported platoon leaders. Exploit opportunities to conduct concurrent, multi-echelon training during support missions with the supported unit in the field and during operations, such as gunnery cycles. Know how to maintain a running estimate of support. Running estimates are the bedrock of sustainment planning and continually change. A running estimate is the continuous assessment of facts, assumptions, constraints, and limitations concerning the current situation and operational environment used to determine whether current operations are proceeding according to the commander's intent and if planned future operations are supportable. Knowing your supported units and their capabilities, personnel and equipment densities, recurring support, etc., is key to maintaining a good running estimate of support requirements to anticipate changes in demands. Logistics estimation tools, updated annually and approved by DAG4, provide a useful baseline for estimating consumption rates located at the CASCOM website and Army Sustainment Resource Portal. Know how to deploy and defend. No sustainment unit is fully capable if it is not prepared to deploy on short notice into austere environments and defend itself in a contested environment. Standardized medals for nearly all deployable companies include Deploy and Defend METS. These critical tasks, conditions, and standards are essential for platoon-level leaders to understand their role in providing security. Know how to train to maintain. Maintenance is essential for continuous operations and is an integral component of unit training. Maintenance includes maintaining personnel, equipment, and systems over extended periods. Leaders create conditions that require units to do this as they train. It is important to understand your company's maintenance management system in order to ensure your platoon equipment is fully mission capable. A key component of a maintenance program is scheduled equipment services. Coordinate with your company motor sergeant to obtain your platoon's equipment service schedule. As part of the Command Supply Discipline Program, you must maintain accountability of your platoon equipment. Not just the major end items, but also the basic items of issue and components of end item in accordance with the current equipment manual. Your involvement in monthly cyclic inventories is crucial to setting conditions for maintaining equipment accountability. Know yourself. Understand your strengths and weaknesses and develop a plan to improve your weak areas. If you are weak in writing and presenting information to leaders, focus on improving these important skills. These topics should be covered during quarterly counseling sessions, but if you are unsure of your strengths and weaknesses, do not hesitate to ask your rater, senior rater, or even your peers for feedback. Utilize tools such as Azimuth Check through ArmyFit and encourage your soldiers to do the same. This annual survey is a self-assessment of one's physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and family health. Know how to manage time/work. Life balance. As a leader, your available time is limited and precious. Time management is important. You need to know how much time you can allocate for planning and management while still maintaining a healthy physical fitness schedule, spending time with family, and indulging your hobbies and interests. It is important to develop these habits of time management now, as they will stay with you as you move along in your career. Hobbies and interests are equally important. People who devote their whole time to the Army succumb to stress quickly. When managing time, establish priorities and ensure your subordinates know where your priorities lie. Similarly, you must understand the priorities of your company and battalion as well. Knowing your higher unit's priorities will aid in identifying where you can assume risk, should you become overwhelmed or overtasked. Rest. Read, exercise, sleep, and think. Know your peers. Having a good relationship with your peers is important. They are experiencing the same things that you are and are an important resource for exchanging information and best practices. A tool that will aid in peer relationships inside and outside your MOS is the Center for Junior Officers website. Here, junior officers can collaborate, share lessons learned and best practices, products, or simply ask questions. There are also vignettes for dealing with common challenges you may face as a platoon leader. Know your profession. To be a role model in your platoon, a mentor for your subordinate leaders, and the subject matter expert to your commander, you need to know your profession. You need to actively pursue and gain logistic platoon leader/company executive officer, if applicable, competencies of CDA PAM 600-3, Logistics Platoon Leader Competencies. Able to tactically employ the platoon. Proficient in branch functions. Executes the orders process utilizing troop leading procedures. Able to leverage the team and squad to accomplish tasks. Company Executive Officer Competencies. Anticipates the company's administrative and operational requirements. Able to leverage battalion staff for assistance. Manages command discipline programs, command supply discipline program, command maintenance discipline program, and command deployment discipline program within the company. Able to lead the company in the commander's absence. Embrace all the domains of leader development, institutional, operational, and self-development. Institutional learning consists of schoolhouse learning while operational learning is on-the-job real-world training. The self-development domain, on the other hand, is gained by immersing yourself in professional journals of your branch and sustainment, as well as keeping abreast of changes in capabilities, training, doctrine, force structure, and equipment for your unit. Training management at the platoon level. Platoon leaders and platoon sergeants train soldiers on battle tasks, collective tasks, and individual tasks to support their company's medal collective tasks. After deciding the battle tasks to train, leaders develop training plans for soldiers to master their individual tasks. Successful platoon leaders and platoon sergeants know what resources are available and leverage them to enhance unit training. Training objectives. Training management at the platoon level is designed to train individual soldiers to support higher-level collective tasks. Platoon leaders and platoon sergeants must use their knowledge and experience to look at the company training calendar, identify which tasks support company event training objectives, and which tasks the platoon is deficient in. This analysis will enable the platoon leader and platoon sergeant to design a crawl, walk, run training path to prepare their soldiers. T-week concept. Companies plan and execute training using the T-week concept. The T-week concept, an up to 16-week calendar that ensures companies properly plan, resource, prepare for, and execute training. Platoons are expected to support the company by planning and briefing within the T-week calendar. Platoon T-week calendars should be published and redistributed as updates and changes occur. Platoon leaders and platoon sergeants should use the less formal 8-step training model, see below paragraph, to plan and resource individual training and small collective training events within their commander's training calendar. 8-step training model. Companies and platoons use TLP to plan training. In addition to the TLP, within the short-range planning horizon, platoons and squads use the 8-step training model to identify and take critical steps needed to plan and prepare for training events. The 8-step training model provides a way to improve from planning to preparing, executing, assessing, and then planning for the next event. While the TLP are more fitting for planning complex training events such as a field training exercise, FTX, or company situational training exercise, STIX, the 8-step training model is a tool best suited for ranges, individual training, sergeant's time training, and platoon STIX. For a deeper look at TLP, please see FM60. Step 1. Plan the training. Leaders develop specific and measurable training objectives based on the commander's guidance. They identify and coordinate the resources necessary to train and provide guidance and direction to subordinates. Step 2. Train and certify leaders. Certification requirements are established and qualified leaders to train and certify other leaders are identified. Step 3. Recon training sites. Leaders perform reconnaissance of training site or sites and report back observations and potential issues prior to training execution. Step 4. Issue the op ord. This order specifies responsibilities, timelines for execution, tactical scenarios, and other key information necessary to execute the event. Step 5. Rehearse. Leaders conduct rehearsals to ensure plans are synchronized and actions are understood by subordinates. Step 6. Train. Training is executed. Tasks are observed and evaluated. Training objectives are trained until proficiency is achieved. Step 7. Conduct after-action reviews. After-action reviews are conducted during training and after the event. Evaluation feedback is provided to the unit commander to assess task proficiency. Lessons learned are discussed and recorded for future use. Step 8. Retrain. Tasks not performed to standard are retrained and re-evaluated until the standard is achieved. Platoon training meeting. Training meetings review training just conducted, discuss planning for future events, and is a platform for the commander to issue training guidance. Additionally, they facilitate the flow of training information and coordination amongst unit leaders. The T-week concept provides the common framework of reference for the meeting. Platoon leaders should conduct platoon training meetings to coordinate the training efforts of the platoon. Platoon training meeting objectives include: gather information from subordinate leaders on the training proficiency of battle tasks and soldier individual task and battle drill proficiencies. Discuss preparations for upcoming training. Solicit ideas for future training requirements. The meetings are organized like company training meetings, only less formal in nature. They are conducted every week, every month for RC, prior to the company training meeting and generally last no more than 30 minutes. A typical list of attendees for a platoon meeting include leaders all the way down to the section/team leader level. The platoon training meeting agenda should be efficient but thorough and include platoon and squad training situation reports, sit reps, preparations for training, future training events, training guidance, opportunity training focus areas, and battle tasks. Training proficiency assessment. After seeing how the platoon fits into the company training calendar and assessing platoon task proficiency, platoon leadership identifies available space on the company calendar and develops crawl, walk, running training plans to prepare soldiers individually and collectively for higher-level training objectives. These plans are briefed to and approved by company leadership at the weekly platoon and company training meeting. For further elaboration on task proficiency assessment, visit the Army Training Network. Various guides, presentations, and unit visits are available through this website, as well as links to the various centers of excellence. For sustainers, the applicable center of excellence is the Sustainment Center of Excellence, also known as CASCOM. Training management. Platoons manage training at echelon by understanding how company training management works, providing input during the company training meeting, tracking the platoon, and developing training that supports higher-level metal collective tasks. This is done in support of the company commander and through dialogue between the platoon and company leadership. Training guidance. Leaders must understand their commander's intent when deciding what tasks to train. If their intent is to validate the ability of the company to conduct refuel on the move, but the platoon training is focused solely on testing fuel quality, this may not lead to successful execution of a refuel on the move. Knowing the commander's training path and intent will allow leaders to complement it. Identify training tasks. The first step for training at the platoon level is to determine which tasks to train. Leaders and units are restricted in their tactical task training time due to competing priorities, such as taskings, mandatory AR-350-1 training, maintenance, and other requirements. To make the most efficient use of training time, platoons should research their company's metal, identify battle tasks, individual tasks, and collective tasks that support the company metal at the platoon level, decide what to train, and then prepare training plans to meet that met. Identifying what to train is a critical step of the training process. Not taking the time to identify training areas results in the execution of non-relevant training and wastes soldiers' time. To execute properly, platoon-level leaders must research their company's metal, identify which individual and collective tasks support particular METs, determine training, and then prepare training plans to meet the METs. After identifying what to train, platoon leaders can use Sergeant's Time Training, STT, and Opportunity Training to prepare their units for their mission. Army Training Products. Leaders should know and use the Army Sustainment Resource Portal and ATN, Authorized Users Only, CAC Login Required, to identify what to train. Once on ATN, the Combined Arms Training Strategies, CATS, lets users look up their company's METs and the supporting collective and individual tasks. The Central Army Registry, CAR, provides access to searching for published Army training resources such as collective and individual table and evaluation outlines, T&EOs. Identifying platoon battle tasks. A battle task is a collective task on which a platoon or lower echelon trains that supports a company MET. A battle task can include any associated supporting collective tasks. To ensure that lower echelons and staffs have a logical process to nest the collective and individual tasks they train back to the unit's METs, commanders use the concept of battle tasks. Leaders at lower echelons, such as squad leaders and section sergeants, may determine additional battle tasks to be trained at their level. Build and assess training proficiency. The operational training domain encompasses all training activities that leaders and their units conduct while at home station, at maneuver combat training centers, and while operationally deployed. Leaders are responsible for developing proficient subordinate leaders, soldiers, teams, crews, and formations by echelon. All training conducted in this domain must focus on building unit readiness and producing agile, adaptive leaders and strong soldiers. Battle focus. The battle focus concept, ADP 7.0, is used to plan, execute, and assess training in the operational domain. Battle focus aligns a unit training plan to support the medal so commanders and leaders can allocate time and resources to conduct unit training management. Battle focus also relies on the integration and nesting of the individual and collective tasks soldiers and units train to achieve battle focus. Central to planning training events are the combined arms training strategies. Progressive training plans. The unit conducting long-range training plan identifies the methodology and progressive training events that build and sustain proficiency. Units develop their training plans by using the Army operations process and by following the training guidance of their higher headquarters. Platoon notional training path model. Platoon leaders develop a platoon training plan based on the identified platoon battle tasks in support of the company medal. Platoon leaders use their unit CATs to determine and sequence progressive crawl, walk, run training events for building and assessing training proficiencies. Platoon leaders should use the platoon notional training path model framework in order to develop a progressive crawl, walk, run platoon training plan. Mission analysis, identify what to train. As outlined in ADP 7.0, platoon leaders conduct a mission analysis in order to develop the platoon training plan by obtaining higher headquarters published commander's training guidance, reviewing the unit medal and, if available, previously identified platoon battle tasks in order to identify the current platoon battle task training proficiencies. As part of the mission analysis to determine what the platoon should train, they gather published unit training calendars, company, battalion, and/or supported units, the unit CATs from ATN, and applicable collective task TNDOs. Progressive training tables. The platoon notional training path model illustrates a platoon crawl, walk, run training path by following the recommended progressive training tables of 1. Individual, 2. Team/crew, 3. Section/squad, and 4. Platoon. In support of the company medal, in order for a platoon to build and assess training readiness, the platoon members, such as the individual, the team/crew, section/squad, and platoon must successfully complete each progressive table prior to advancing to the next table. Table 1, Individual, consists of individual tasks in support of unit METs and the identified platoon battle tasks, TNDOs. Table 1 may include training events of team training, STT, or a class. Completion of Table 1 applicable CATS training events is required for progression to Table 2. Table 2, Team/Crew, consists of team or crew collective tasks within applicable unit CATS task sets in support of unit METs or unit convoy protection platform crew proficiency in accordance with TC4-11.46. Table 2 may include training events of STT or tactical exercise without troops, also referred to as a TOOT. Completion of Table 2 applicable CATS training events is required for progression to Table 3. Table 3, Section/Squad, consists of section/squad collective tasks within applicable unit CATS task sets in support of unit METs or unit convoy protection platform section proficiency. Table 3 may include training events of STICS, communication exercise, or even STT. Completion of Table 3 applicable CATS training events is required for progression to Table 4. Table 4, Platoon, consists of identified battle tasks within applicable unit CATS task sets in support of unit METs. Table 4 may include STICS training events. Completion of Table 4 applicable CATS training events is required for progression to Table 5. Company-level training events, such as an FTX. Training objective focus areas. Considering the context of conducting unit collective training events, use of a general scenario illustration can assist leaders in visualizing how to organize training events within training objective focus areas, such as deploying and relocating units, establishing and defending unit areas, and conducting support missions. Many of these training objective focus areas are aligned with unit METs. CATS Training Event Matrix. Annotated on the platoon notional training path model are applicable CATS training events taken from an example CATS training event matrix TEM report. The unit CATS TEM report annotates training event task set numbers and task set titles. A task set describes a specific function or capability to train. It includes collective tasks that support training for that function or capability. A task set may include differing collective task echelons, such as 63-CO-1234, 63-PLT-1234, 63-SEC-1234, or 63-TM-1234. Note that a platoon may use differing collective task echelons to build and assess training readiness. A platoon may use a company echelon collective task, 63-CO-1234, that has platoon-level steps and measures requiring training. Task sets are trained utilizing a progressive series of crawl-walk-run training events. Most company-level CATs will have similar TEM training events. Within a training objective focus area, a platoon leader will review their unit CATS TEM report task set in order to identify task sets that support the platoon battle tasks, those tasks that support the company medal. Upon identifying those applicable task sets, the platoon leader then reviews the recommended crawl, walk, run unit CATS training events and determines the applicable training table to conduct them. Crawl training events include STT, tactical exercise without troops, and classes. Walk training events include STICS and COMEX. Run training events include FTXs and CPXs. Note: crawl, walk, run training plans are not limited to a single level of training per event. For example, STT may train soldiers on both individual, crawl, and collective walk tasks simultaneously. Sergeant's Time Training. STT is a battle rhythm event planned and executed at the platoon level and below, where NCOs train soldiers on key individual and collective tasks. STT tasks should be selected and planned, each having a task, condition, and standard. Opportunity Training. Opportunity training is planned individual or collective training and should focus on the basics as well as nest with the platoon's training path. Often referred to as hip pocket training, it is executed in the event of downtime during the duty day, taking advantage of the opportunity at hand to train. Ongoing training. Training proficiency measures how well a unit or individual performs to approved standards. Soldiers and units train and are evaluated on their ability to meet standards in individual tasks, collective tasks, weapons qualification, and employment. Proficiencies built at the foundational soldier level link directly to the unit's ability to execute complex mission-related tasks. Building proficiency in the unit's medal is a unit leadership primary focus. Understandably, leaders must also plan for other training requirements that fall in areas such as warrior tasks and weapons qualification. In coordination with company leadership, platoon leaders must identify available training events to build proficiency in these other areas. Progressive Platoon Training Plan. Platoon leaders use their unit CATs to determine and sequence progressive crawl, walk, run training events for building and assessing training proficiencies. Platoon leaders should use the Platoon Notional Training Path Model framework in order to develop a progressive crawl, walk, run platoon training plan. Opportunity Training. Hip pocket is a type of opportunity training that focuses on the individual or crew level. Ideally, hip pocket training should take 10 to 20 minutes, giving leaders flexibility to insert it when needed. This type of opportunity training maximizes training time and prevents lost training opportunities. Hip pocket training should focus on the basics and nest with the platoon training path. This integration may require a collaborative discussion with subordinate leaders to decide the tasks on which to train. Radio operations, camouflage, and concealment of equipment, and setting up communications are all examples of tasks that may nest within a platoon's train-up for a STICS. Opportunity training should be planned using the 8-step training model. When selecting what to train on, leaders should look at collective tasks in ATN and identify individual tasks. Using T&EOs from ATN or the CAR provides leaders with tasks, conditions, and standards for training, and helps leaders identify the required training resources. Certifying leaders remains a key step in the planning process to ensure quality training. Another key resource is STP-21-1-Soldier Manual of Common Tasks, which lays out the Army's key individual tasks within the categories of shoot, move, communicate, and survive. The platoon leader should list opportunity training tasks on the training schedule to remind leaders what tasks they agreed to train so they can prepare to execute. Some sustainment units have difficulty finding time to train, but there is often time available that leaders tend to overlook. For example, in garrison, if a platoon is supporting a unit in the local training area, this mission offers opportunity to train. Providing support can be accomplished through tactical means to include drawing radios, conducting convoy briefs, and practicing mission command. With the proper planning, what could be a simple ammunition drop at a range could be resupplied at a logistics release point with customer unit. This approach allows the platoon to test its equipment and improve its tactical skills without using any additional time. Opportunity training is key to ensuring units sustain proficiency and do not miss chances to train. Platoon-level leaders should develop a training plan that integrates their training, focuses on the basics, and is planned with the 8-step training model. Platoon leaders should back-brief their company leadership to get buy-in from their leaders. Having squad leaders prepare and maintain smart books with tasks, conditions, standards, and equipment needed enables platoons to execute and track training. Sergeant's Time Training, STT. Often overlooked, STT is a battle rhythm event planned and executed at the platoon level and below where NCOs train soldiers on key individual and collective tasks. STT tasks should be selected and planned, each having a task, condition, and standard. Squad and team leaders are the key to a strong STT program. Direction on what to train may come from the company or platoon level, but team leaders must translate that guidance into training plans and instruction. As junior leaders build their training plans and back-brief platoon leadership, they will gain confidence in their training management skills. NCOs conducting STT should back-brief their platoon or company leadership based on unit SOP a week prior to training event. STT is designed to free soldiers from other responsibilities for a given amount of time. Platoon-level leaders should protect this time as much as possible to avoid training distractions such as reports, taskings, and medical appointments. Identifying STT on the platoon training plan and the company training calendar will help protect STT from competing requirements. Conducting STT in a designated training area or other location outside the company area will further reduce training distractions. STT allows leaders to cross-train their units as needed. During STT, junior leaders have some additional flexibility to identify and train needed tasks. For example, a unit training for a route clearance mission may plan a STT on recovery tasks with a wrecker. Although the task is not specifically related to route clearance, training more soldiers on recovery will increase platoon effectiveness. STT gives squad leaders confidence and buy-in, separates soldiers from administrative responsibilities, and allows leaders to cross-train as needed. STT is a critical part of a platoon's training plan, and it should be planned, briefed, and approved just as any other training. Develop a platoon training plan. Training guidance. Development of a platoon training plan requires training guidance from the commander. This guidance may come in the form of commander's intent, specific areas in which to focus the platoon's training, or upcoming culminating events for which to prepare. Additionally, some or all of the following will be available to assist in the creation of the platoon training plan. Long-range training calendar, 2 levels up. Short-range training calendar, 2 levels up. Brigade and battalion training guidance, or quarterly training brief slides. Steps to develop the platoon training plan. The following steps illustrate how to develop a platoon training plan to prepare for an upcoming company FTX. Mission analysis. The platoon leader must start by conducting training mission analysis. The platoon leader should consider commander's training guidance and higher unit training plan to identify which collective tasks to train. Company medal. identify METs and supporting collective tasks the platoon supports via the company's medal on ATN or DTMS. Platoon Battle Task. Based on the commander's training guidance and METs/SCTs identified above, the platoon leader will choose additional collective tasks the platoon should train. These are battle tasks. While chosen by the platoon leadership, battle tasks are approved by the company commander. A battle task is a platoon or lower echelon collective task that is crucial to the successful accomplishment of a company, battery, or troop mission essential task, FM-70. To ensure that lower echelons and staffs have a logical process to nest the collective and individual tasks they train back to the unit's METs, commanders use the concept of battle tasks. A battle task is a collective task platoons and staffs train that support unit mission essential tasks, ADP-70. Leaders at lower echelons should assist in identifying battle tasks. These leaders include warrant officers, squad leaders, section sergeants, and team leaders. Mission Analysis Back Brief. The platoon leadership will then present their mission analysis to the commander. This back brief will include platoon battle tasks to be trained, timeline for training, and collective live fire tasks to train. The brief should include a risk assessment in accordance with unit SOPs and ATP-5-19. Commanders will provide additional guidance if necessary, at which point the platoon leader should begin developing a COA for creating their platoon training plan. COA development. Before the platoon training plan can be created, the platoon leadership should create a COA for training the platoon. The platoon leader will start planning backwards from the point at which the commander designated the platoon must be proficient. Working in reverse order, the platoon leader should identify milestones to achieve proficiency in platoon battle tasks, and before that, the squad/section/team battle tasks, and before that, the individual tasks. This is what is meant by the often used terminology of crawl, walk, run. Combined arms training strategy. Platoon leaders should use the company's combined arms training strategy, CATS, for a technique to train the platoon in a crawl, walk, run progression. At the company level, the CATS reflects a proponent-recommended crawl-walk-run progression of training events given the METs selected to train. Additionally, each strategy provides recommendations on who, what, and how often to train. The CATS also provides fundamental planning and event information to include training aids, devices, simulators, and simulations, known as TADs, training gates, multi-echelon training events, major resources, and a Purpose, Outcome, and Recommended Execution Guidance, ADP-70. Individual tasks. Individual tasks, such as MOS-specific tasks, Army Warrior Skills, STP-21-1 Soldier Manual of Common Tasks, and Crew Drills are identified. These will likely be trained during STT. Individual soldier skills and proficiencies establish a solid foundation for unit collective training proficiency, ADP-70. Unit NCOs constantly monitor as well as constantly train and retrain as necessary the underlying proficiencies at the individual level. In units where soldiers cannot perform individual skills to standard, the unit cannot effectively execute collective tasks to standard, ADP-70. MOS-specific individual tasks can be found within TNDOs of battle tasks and other supporting collective tasks. Search the task numbers in the CAR, ATN, or DTMS to review TNDOs. Battle focus. The integration of these collective tasks and individual tasks is vital because units cannot simultaneously train every task to standard because of time or other resource constraints, ADP-70. 8-step training model. At the platoon level, this echelon's training will likely culminate with a STIX. When planning a training event like a STIX or any smaller scale training event, the 8-step training model should be used. The 8-step training model provides a flexible and reliable vehicle for creating continuity for planning and managing simple training events. FM-70-3-12, October 2016. Within the context of planning training horizons long range to mid range to short range, generally the 8-step training model is during the short range planning horizon. Leader coordination. All of the above information must be discussed and synchronized amongst the platoon leadership to include warrant officers and squad/section/team leaders. The dialogue between platoon leadership is laying out the platoon's COA. This synchronization will ensure all echelons are in lockstep toward meeting the commander's intent through the weeks or months of training ahead. Platoon Notional Training Path. Platoon leaders should use the Platoon Notional Training Path Model Framework in order to assist in developing their crawl, walk, run platoon training plan. This model demonstrates the progressive buildup of training events from individual to collective, similar to the TEM report within your company's CATS. The Platoon Notional Training Path model can be applied to long and mid-range training calendars. Platoon Training Plan. The platoon leader may seek additional approval or guidance for the COA prior to moving on to creating the platoon training plan. The platoon leader can now plot the COA on a calendar in a crawl, walk, run progression, assigning specific individual and collective tasks to particular days. Again, the CATS and Platoon Notional Training Path are great resources for developing the platoon training plan, which is integrated within the company's unit training plan.